We continue to try and follow back where these individuals all bought their hamburger.
The strain of salmonella that was found in that ground pepper sample.
Jalapeno and serrano peppers may be involved.
They're eating more meat and therefore they're raising more. And I think there's just more chance for contamination.
Going into the supermarket, spinach still out.
They're having problems with this here and that and everything. And now it's peanut butter.
I just don't trust it yet.
Here's the statistics on food. Every year, 1 in 4 Americans get sick from food. Hundreds of thousands are hospitalized. More than 5,000 people die from eating contaminated food every year. And it turns out, we finally have an issue that concerns both sides of the political party line. And maybe it's because they all have to eat at some time or another. The Senate yesterday passed a sweeping overhaul of food regulations. The House has to pass it as well. But the law will strengthen the Food and Drug Administration if it makes it to the president's desk. Joining us now is Benjamin England. He spent 17 years in the FDA, and he's founder of FDA Imports.com. Good morning, Benjamin.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
You know, the Food and Drug Administration is often more active with the drug part than they are with the food part. How exactly will this change the way our food is regulated if this bill is passed?
It's not actually true that they're more involved with drugs. I think it's kind of a misconception. Most of us realize all the things to do with drugs, but they don't realize how much to do with food. FDA probably about, almost two-thirds of the FDA's jurisdiction is actually in the food area, and they are pretty active there. The largest center at the FDA is the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. But the big changes are going to be involved with how FDA access FDA now gets to farms. FDA usually the USDA had farming jurisdiction, watching over how farmers handle their crops or their fields. EPA would be involved in the pesticide application, but FDA now would be given more jurisdiction over how farms seed and how they harvest and how they grow and the conduct that occurs on the farm. So that's a pretty large modification. And then I think another big area is going to be how FDA handles foreign produced food and the jurisdiction it has to require production of records and foreign facilities to be involved in verification programs or certification programs, and then there are some fee-based programs, enhancements in FDA's authority of being able to collect fees
Benjamin,
for certain activity.
You pardon me, but it sounds like a couple things strike me. Number one, can we actually afford to put this many regulators out? Because that sounds like a lot you're talking about. And number two, how long is it going to take the food to reach my table? Because holy cow.
Yeah, it is an expensive. CBO drastically underestimated this. I think they estimated it at $650 or $700 million, and that's they're way off. FDA would be required to inspect what are called high risk food facilities every 2 years, and these are foreign and domestic. And,
what's a high risk facility, like eggs?
Yeah, it could be. They actually didn't have jurisdiction over eggs. The anything that's under USDA jurisdiction, like meat and poultry and eggs, is not in this bill. So that's excluded. But it'll be foods where there has been incidence of foodborne illness before. So usually you'll see it in fresh produce.
Spinach,
vegetables, fruits, that kind of thing, and then products where you can get botulism. So canned foods would be a high risk food usually.
Wondering why do you think? I mean, we just got news that supposedly Republicans have signed a contract promising to vote no on everything that the Democrats try to get passed. But this ended up getting pretty surprising bipartisan support. And I'm wondering, with your experience in the FDA, why isn't this more government meddling in private business?
Yeah, you know, this actually has been around a while. I mean, the Food Safety Enhancement Act, which was a 2009 bill, House resolution, was passed in July of last year. So the Senate is just getting around to it, and of course they're doing it a lame duck. This is the Food Safety Modernization Act, and there are pretty significant differences in how the bills handle a number of issues. I think people, senators looked at this and said, look, we got to do something that the American people are going to say, hey, they did something. Food protection is always kind of an item that Americans say, yeah, we think our food should be safe, right?
And the president's
likely to sign it, right?
So they're choosing the lesser of all the evils there.
Yeah, right. right. It's kind of the easiest one to get done. And I think it's been very expensive and far more than CBO is projecting because it reaches so far. And
you think it's going to cost more than seven
amount of jurisdiction.
Benjamin England, wait just there for just a second. You think it's going to cost more than $700 million to implement this bill?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Unquestionably. I mean, it'll be billions of dollars. This is a very expensive bill. And it's just because they don't realize how much is involved in the provisions that they mandated FDA to perform certain inspections. We're talking, I mean, billions a year just to do some of the inspections. It's very expensive.
It's an odd law to possibly get passed during a lame duck session that's supposed to not increase government spending. It has not yet passed the House. It has to get reconciled between the House and Senate versions, although the House has said they might just go ahead and pass the Senate version to get things quick so it can get done. Benjamin England is a 17-year veteran of the FDA. He's also founder of FDAImports.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.